Digital resources can be a lifeline for trans people and a source of surveillance. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCurdy-Carino. In recent years, we've seen a surge of state laws and policies affecting trans people. Half of states have banned or restricted gender-affirming medical care for minors, with some adding restrictions for adults. The ACLU is tracking more than 500 bills that have been introduced across the country, and the enforcement of such laws, as with recent state bans on abortion and related reproductive care, have raised concerns about tracking people's digital footprints. So much of daily life is conducted online, and there are currently no federal data privacy protections. KB Brookins wrote about a personal experience that drove home concerns about their trail of digital data. They're a writer based in Austin, Texas.
My full name is KB Brookins. My pronouns are they, them. I wrote a piece titled Trans Texans Are Being Surveilled, This Is Everyone's Issue. And in that piece, I kind of detail what it's like to change your name and gender marker in Texas. First, I had to get from a doctor a letter saying that I had a gender identity disorder. I had to sign a form kind of saying like proof of indigency so I didn't had to pay the fee, and then I also had to fill out a number of forms to kind of like request this from the state. So it's kind of given to you as a request and saying like, I request that this be changed. That request can be denied. Oftentimes, if you're in some kind of county in Texas that is more conservative, doesn't have a judge that believes in that kind of thing, they can just deny it. The judge then takes, I think my judge maybe took like 6 weeks to approve mine, and then I went through the process of changing it on things like driver's license, birth certificates, all of the forms that we put our names on. But honestly, once I like left the driver's license office, I think that was the last thing that I got changed. I finally felt like a big breath. Then probably like 6 months after going through that process, I learned that Attorney General Kim Paxton's office requested a list of people who had changed their gender on their Texas driver's license and other department records during the past 2 years from the Texas Department of Public Safety. And nothing good has ever come from a governmental entity making a list of marginalized people.
We'll be right back.
This is Phoebe in Honolulu, Hawaii. The economy shapes our lives, and Marketplace helps me keep up with that force without getting bogged down in bad news. I also appreciate their focus on gender and racial inequity and on climate change. And I love the growth-agnostic stories about drivers of our economy other than consumption. Join me in supporting Marketplace with a gift today. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCurdy-Carino. We're back with KB Brookins, a writer in Austin, Texas.
You used to be able to go on something like social media and not worry that, like, you know, your governor was going to use what you post on social media against you. But we're just not in that age anymore. We're in an age where companies as well as governments like see everything that we post online. It's like we should be able to be alerted when those kinds of things are happening and opt in or opt out to our data being shared. I think it's been often said like, oh, we need to watch what we post online. I'm like, I just don't think it should even come to that. I think it should be like we need to opt into what we want to give out versus what we do not. Privacy should not be at this point a farce, but it feels like it is a farce because we've been asked to give up so much of our information to the internet and to governmental entities in order to just get our basic needs met. It's not just a trans issue, it's an issue of privacy and surveillance, two rights that are continuously being challenged in other ways. See Roe v. Wade, interracial marriage, and the many things that are coming out as it pertains to the Supreme Court. I probably would have thought twice, right, about changing my name and gender marker, though I shouldn't have to. I would have thought twice about that if I knew that that information was just up for grabs for people trying to pass anti-trans laws.
That was KB Brookins, a writer in Austin, Texas. We'll have a link to KB's full piece and the ACLU trans legislation tracker I mentioned. They're at our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, this is Alex from Petoskey, Michigan. As a college student studying management and finance, I look forward to getting an unbiased report on the U.S. economy every morning from Marketplace. Even though they aren't there in real life, the Marketplace gang shares every breakfast with me and is the best way to start each day. Join me in supporting Marketplace with a gift today. Go to marketplace.org/donate.